I'm Cindy Talley. I have one last introduction to make, and then you've met the entire cast of Into the Sun. I'd like you to meet Richard Ross. He's a Texan, grew up with Jake Allen Nelson, and when they were young, they did children's theater and were very good friends. They still are. Jake says he's the kind of friend you trust with your life. You know he'll be there through the good times and the bad. Richard went to Baylor, studied theater performance, then began working as a photographer, videographer. When he found out Into the Sun was looking for a videographer to document their journey, he wanted in.
What really excited me about this project, what I found really great, is the fact that there are so many different studies coming together, so many different aspects of art coming together to create one form. And what really excites me, and what I've been very surprised to hear about Juilliard, is that there's not a lot of interaction between the different studies. And, you know, I'm sure there is to a certain extent, but from my understanding, this is sort of a new thing for all of these different studies to come together and create a project. And I know it's been difficult for them, just talking with Jake about their schedules are so hectic, finding times in between, which are rare, to come together and create this thing. And the fact that they're doing it, I think it's terrific. I think that stuff like that should happen more. And I just love the fact that the next generation of great artists are coming together, collaborating together to create a new form, and coming together and saying, okay, what do we love? Okay, I'm a cellist. I love this. I'm a pianist. I love this. I'm an actor and singer. I love this. I'm a dancer. I love this. Okay, how can we bring that all together and create a piece where we all can just really, really enjoy what we're doing and learn from each other in the process and bring something new to the table?
Do you have a vision of what your end product is going to look like?
I'm definitely big on people's personalities and capturing like the life that's there. And so one thing that really interests me is artists at work. I really think that the artistic process is valuable and can be equally as beautiful as the end product. So what I'm very excited to do is get into these rehearsal processes and, you know, before the show goes up and they're fine-tuning and finalizing it and getting to capture these artists at work so that we're not just seeing the end goal, but we're seeing the process. Because with a project like this, where it is all original, the process is so important. And I'm very excited to be able to get in there and capture it. When I see photos and videos of famous actors or people's work that I respect, whether that be an actor or an artist, and you see them in their studio, in rehearsals, figuring it out, really working through the piece, I find that very exciting, and I'm excited to capture that.
Tell me how you see your role in this project.
I think it'll be cool to have yet again another element coming into the collaboration of I am a theater artist, and I'm also a video artist, and I'm going to help bring those two worlds together. So I view it as, although I'm going to be separate from the performance, but from delivering to the outside perspective and giving people a window into what's happening, I'm excited to be able to be a part of the collaboration in that way, to bring video to the table and really shape it in a way for the outside to be able to see what's going on.
Richard will be giving us a window into the world of American Fusion Into the Sun, glimpses of the artists on stage and behind the scenes when the tour is over. It's rather remarkable that this group has the insight to document their journey. But then there are many extraordinary things about these young people. The American Fusion Project Into the Sun starts in Garden City, Kansas on Tuesday evening at the Garden City High School. You can learn more about the performance as well as the performers on our website, hppr.org. For High Plains Public Radio, I'm Cindy Talley.